Speak English like an American.
Lesson 1. Bob's day at work. Bob works as a manager in a furniture store. Peter, his boss, is not happy about sales. Bob's new advertising campaign hasn't helped. Peter decides to fire him.
Bob, I hate to break the news, but our sales were down again last month.
Down again, Peter?
Yeah, these days everybody's shopping at our competition, Honest Abe's Furniture Store.
But everything in there costs an arm and a leg.
That's true. They do charge top dollar.
And their salespeople are very strange. They really give me the creeps.
Well, they must be doing something right over there. Meanwhile, we're about to go belly up.
I'm sorry to hear that. I thought my new advertising campaign would save the day.
Let's face it. Your advertising campaign was a real flop.
Well, then I'll go back to the drawing board.
It's too late for that. You're fired.
What? You're giving me the axe?
Yes. I've already found a new manager. She's as sharp as a tack.
Can't we even talk this over? After all, I've been working here for 10 years.
There's no point in arguing, Bob. I've already made up my mind.
Oh, well. At least I won't have to put up with your nonsense anymore. Goodbye to you and goodbye to this dead-end job.
Please leave before I lose my temper.